The readings of Tuesday, of the fourth week of the Holy 50. May its blessings be with us all. Amen. The Vespers Psalm and Gospel. A Psalm of David. God, be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, "Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The Matin Psalm and Gospel. Psalm of David. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The Pauline Epistle to the Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the First Epistle of St. John. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods, and sees his brother in need, and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Do not love the world or the things of the world shall pass away and all its desires, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
The Acts of our Fathers the Apostles. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, "Did we not strictly command you not to preach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen."
A Psalm of David. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Then the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death? Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him. but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Glory be to God forever. Amen.